the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. One of the things that disappointed me most about the original 9/11 was no one was fired. We spent trillions of dollars, but there were a lot of human errors. These are judgment errors, and the people who make judgment errors need to be replaced, fired, and no longer in a position of making these judgment calls. So we have a review board. Review board finds 64 different things that we can change. A lot of them are common sense and should be done, but the question is, it's a failure of leadership that they weren't done in advance, and four lives were cost because of this. I'm glad that you're accepting responsibility. I think that ultimately with your leaving, you accept the culpability for the worst tragedy since 9/11. And I really mean that. Had I been president at the time and I found that you did not read the cables from Benghazi, you did not read the cables from Ambassador Stevens, I would have relieved you of your post. I think it's inexcusable.
There's Senator Rand Paul pulling no punches with Secretary of State Clinton during the Benghazi hearings this week, and that's where we get started. This hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves away from the inaugural this week and gets into some of the serious material that has been on the air on this Benghazi hearing and what happened there. So let's get at it with a lot of input from great News Talk radio programs, some of the News Talk things on television. Doug Steffen here, starting out with Greta Van Susteren talking to Senator John McCain, who says he's not really satisfied with what Mrs. Clinton had to say.
You asked questions of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. I know that the two of you are friends, but you were quite rough on her.
Well, I hope I wasn't rough on her, but I think we need to make it clear that there are many unanswered questions here months after the tragic loss of four brave Americans, and we still don't know what shaped the talking points that Ambassador Rice used. We still don't know when the president was briefed. We still don't know why the survivors who were flown to Germany were not asked the next day whether it was a spontaneous demonstration or not. We still don't know why the president continued for at least 2 weeks afterwards to say that he didn't know whether it was a terrorist attack or not. And of course, the exchange that he had with Mitt Romney in their debate, where he said he had called it a terrorist attack when he hadn't. But there's so many questions that remain unanswered. Why were so many warnings ignored by the State Department? Why was it when the person in charge of the detail of 16 people objected and requested to stay because of the failure in the security there around the consulate? Why did they heed the warnings when there was an attack on the British ambassador? None of these questions have been asked to the satisfaction, frankly, of any of us who have paid close attention.
But did you get them today? I don't know if you had a chance to watch all the hearings, or even in the House. Is that a lot of it is members of Congress talking, and they get to the end of their time, and then they have to get the answer in writing later because they've been either praising her or roughing her up. I mean, there really wasn't sort of like, you know, what do you know, when do you know it, who was there. There's very little of that in the hearings.
Well, first of all, it's not too surprising given members of Congress. But second of all, you only have 5 minutes. So I had to lay out in my 5 minutes those questions that remain unanswered. Because with all due respect to the Secretary of State, she basically sort of said that everything had been taken care of. Greta, why in the world should we not know what the emails were when they decided what particular language that Ambassador Susan Rice would use talking to the American people? Why would Ambassador Rice say Al-Qaeda has been decimated? We know Al-Qaeda hasn't been decimated. We know it's on the rise.
I realize that you're in the minority here, but Ambassador Rice talked to senators behind closed doors. She has not been summoned to the House where the majority, Republicans are the majority. So none of this is, you know, she has those answers. And she hasn't been summoned.
I'm not sure how many answers she has. Because
but she can say why she was chosen or who gave her points?
The president said, in defense of her, she doesn't know anything about Benghazi. That was the president's statement. She was given a set of talking points. Now, she should have known better. She should have checked them out the same way that Colin Powell should have known better when he told the world that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. But I don't think she has many of the answers. The answers lie within the State Department, the CIA, and the White House.
All right, there's Senator McCain on the embassy attack, Benghazi. Mrs. Clinton delivering emotional testimony before Congress on the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. Four Americans, this becomes redundant, actually, when you talk about the people who have died, what the president knew or didn't know, or what U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice did misleading the public on Benghazi. Ms. Clinton said nothing could be further from the truth on that one. So there's a lot of politics involved in this. The hearings may have been about Benghazi, but they also stoked some 2016 chatter, as they included three politicians who could wind up as big names in the next presidential election cycle. Can you believe it? We're all about that just after the inauguration this week. Mrs. Clinton back on her stomping grounds on Capitol Hill, among the men and women in the Senate who are her friends. This is a very important club, as you know, going head-to-head with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and a couple of the possible opponents, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, among them. Anyway, the games and the fun, as some people think this is, it's all about fun, but it really isn't political hay being made. I guess Mrs. Clinton didn't look her best, but under the circumstances, are there other people involved in this? Of course there are. Does it go all the way up to the top of the chain? Yep. 888-302-3684 is the call-in line. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about this.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to President and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Sapersky-Quale, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of OfficeMax multi-use paper for $46.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $42 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, beginning the hour with a discussion of Mrs. Clinton testifying on the Benghazi attack, something that's been long awaited. She defended herself, and we continue listening to both sides from News Talk Radio and television back to the TV side of things. Chris Matthews talking to Joan Walsh from Salon.com. I'm sure this will be a very different reading on the Benghazi hearings.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was at her best appearing before both Senate and House committees on foreign affairs. She showed acuity, eloquence, humanity, and charm. To the reasonable questions, she offered candor and humility. In place of a hardline defense of the State Department's handling of the Benghazi horror, she admitted to the limitations to protect the intrepid diplomats heading into dangerous terrain. In response to hostile questions, she came back with strength and a challenge of her own. Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. She never looked better. Venturing forth in unprotected waters today, she showed how not to be defensive, how not to sweat, also how to exhibit humanity and, yes, compassion, even when the witnesses are looking desperately, those people around her, to target her weaknesses. Again, it was a magnificent display of smarts, I think, guts definitely, and caring. She looked every bit like a person who could run for president, run well, win big, and serve confidently. Here's Secretary Clinton getting into some heated points today, by the way. She said that there was never an effort to mislead Americans about whether the Benghazi attack was spontaneous or planned ahead of time. And that set off a heated exchange with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a leader of Senate right-wingers, actually. He's with the right-wing crowd in the Senate. He said the administration should have been in contact with survivors to get a better sense of what happened. Secretary Clinton pointed out there was an FBI investigation and is still going on. It will take some time.
When you're in these positions, the last thing you want to do is interfere with any other process.
Well,
Number two, I would recommend highly you read both what the ARB said about it and the classified ARB, because even today there are questions being raised. Now, we have no doubt they were terrorists, they were militants, they attacked us, they killed our people, but what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing?
Were misled that there was supposedly protest and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that, and that was easily ascertained that was not the fact,
but the American people
could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Your thoughts about the former senator, the current Secretary of State's performance against that kind of performance on the side of the right?
He was so overmatched, Ron Johnson. I mean, Chris, he opened his questions by saying it could have taken a very simple phone call to ascertain the truth. I mean, my God, did he look at the pictures of that carnage? Nothing was very simple. He proved that he's very simple. He's a simpleton. His questions were disrespectful, and I was thrilled that she got angry at him. She showed today, you know, women are sometimes told we can't get emotional and we should never get angry. She did both. She choked up a little bit in her introduction, and she got angry at Ron Johnson as well. She showed.
So angry, choked with emotion, some of the things that are coming out of this becomes political. Is it supposed to be, or ought it to be, a political reality? I guess that the reality in our country today is that pretty much everything that goes on is political. Was it something between what the senators asked and how she answered that would create the tone as she took on some of the Republican critics? What difference does it make is where I think you're going to see that, as many have seen the headlines come out of this. What difference did it make? The challenge on the lack of security at the compound in Benghazi is one of the things that have been focused on. But it's what a shame that this has become political. 21 past the hour as the countdown continues.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, 23 past the hour on today's hour overview. What's going on in the world of news talk radio around the country? Every weekend, it's a 3-hour overview of the top 10 hits. So we continue with our focus on the inauguration. I'm looking at some of the video that's making it on Twitter. Mrs. Obama obviously got a kick out of something that John Boehner said to the president at lunch, rolled her eyeballs. A lot of the people that don't like Obama making a big deal out of it, that's nonsense. It looked like they were having some fun. What is interesting is the president chewing gum, which would indicate to me, knowing a lot of people who are smokers, that he may still be smoking. He doesn't want people to get it on his breath, so he chews gum. Or maybe it's that Nicorette stuff. Who knows? But I find that to be pretty interesting. Let's listen now to Taco's Carol Roth with a discussion of how much it cost to do all this.
This is a very, very expensive endeavor, and this is not at all a swipe at the President of the United States. He's been doing what's been a tradition for years and years. But I personally think that it's too much, particularly at the expense of the taxpayers. Now, they don't have a full budget for this yet, but in 2009, the reported cost of the inauguration was $170 million. Now, part of that is raised privately to offset some of the costs, like the private balls that he had raised $53 million last time around, but that's still a very, very hefty price tag for the American taxpayers to celebrate the inauguration of a president. And I know we want to celebrate our commander-in-chief and celebrate, hopefully, the good times ahead. But what occurs to me is, doesn't this individual, him or her, in the case of President Obama, him, don't they work for us? Why are we throwing these parties and the festivities at our own expense when we clearly can't afford it? And just from my own perspective, if I were president, I would want to put the reflection back on the American people because they had chosen me to serve them, that it's not a celebration of me, it's a celebration of America. And so to spend that much money, taxpayer money, regardless of the situation, regardless of our financial situation, which I think is going to be, quite dire for some time, it just seems like way too much money. Now, let me tell you some of the things that the money is spent on. There are 250,000 free tickets issued by congressional offices to attend the ceremony in front of the Capitol. You know, if it were up to me, why not charge for those tickets? Why not do it in some lottery system that is fair to everyone? Everybody gets an equal chance to participate and pays $100 a ticket or something like that, like you would pay if you were going to any other major event out there. That something at $100 a ticket, that would be $25 million that would help to defray the cost. And it's still a special event. And I would still imagine that plenty of people would pay that $100 to participate in this kind of event. Not only do they do that, they've got 28,189 seats set up for spectators along the parade route. I'm not sure why they couldn't fit in that extra one to get to 190, but that's what they said. And 550 staffers working for the Presidential Inaugural Committee. So these are people who are focused on the inauguration as their job instead of focusing on the other issues that are facing our country.
Here's host Carol Roth, who is left of center in her approach to most of the issues that she talks about on her program, with hitting basically the nail on the head. It is on both sides of the aisle. They raised 100 and some odd million to take care of something that cost 400 million. It is a slap in the face. It is an insult. It is an outrage. And I'll leave this at that, that this stuff went on in Washington yesterday. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
Our group was the first to invent a brain scan to show the physical evidence of Alzheimer's disease in living people. We also collaborated with the genetics group that discovered the first major genetic risk for Alzheimer's disease. It's important that people get a sense of where they start and where they're going when it comes to brain health. And the Alzheimer's Prevention Program includes simple questionnaires so you can rate your memory at certain points during the program. You can rate your stress level, your physical fitness level, and you can gauge your progress over time. And that's important to motivate us to continue the program for the long haul. We tend to think of brain health being the same as memory, but it's much more than memory. Brain health is also defined by our thinking. If we don't have our brain health, we can't think clearly. It also is defined by our mood. And in fact, we need our brain health just to be able to move. If my brain is not working properly, I can't move my arms, I can't walk, I can't even talk. So the brain is a key organ that we have to take care of. If someone finishes this book, they're going to find that their memory is better, that they feel better, they're going to be more confident. And if that individual continues the brain healthy lifestyle for the long haul, they're going to lower their risk for Alzheimer's symptoms in the future.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
A lot of talented folks waiting to be heard on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a review of what's going on. We have been involved in the inauguration from the host point of view. Now let's get your calls at 888-302-3684, starting with Jeff in Louisiana, with a focus on what many of us have said. It was pretty much the same old, yeah?
I seen the inauguration and watched the speech. It's the same old to me, you know. Same rhetoric, same speech, and I'm not here to diminish anybody's happiness or how they feel about the historical aspects of it, but it seems as if it's the same thing. I'm ready to see what's going to be pen to paper, the bills that are going to be passed, and, you know, what has been passed that's not being talked about. You know, I think Americans need to wake up and get away from the pageantry and the rhetoric of it all and pay attention to what's really happening.
Well, we especially need to get away from the pageantry, which was completely unnecessary. Many people agree with that. 888-302-3684 brings us Felicia, who's in Washington, with a focus on the area where she lives.
I like to speak about the unspoken words. I just want to know, why is it so difficult for President Barack Obama to express publicly that he supports the rights of the citizens of the District of Columbia to have statehood? Give us a break. Thousands of district residents volunteered in Virginia, Ohio, and Florida to ensure this Democratic victory, and yet no mention. Who are we? When are we somebody, Mr. President? You've made bold statements and taken a very bold act in your first administration. Go out clean. Give us statehood. Make us free.
Wow, this is a good speech. She should run for office, that lady, Felicia. 888-302-DOUG brings us Dave, who's in Pennsylvania, thinks the president is a hypocrite.
my biggest problem, I guess, was the president's hypocrisy in speaking of democracy, and what we're having is a reduction in the last 4 years of our democracy. A lot of our freedoms are diminishing, and his excessive use of executive orders, particularly when Congress is in session. And I'm calling on Congress to please look at when executive orders can be issued. I understand, you know, there's sometimes there's emergencies when they're out of session, but it just seems like there's some excessive use of them.
All right. Executive orders. Now, here's something that I was under the impression that Obama had issued a number of executive orders, perhaps the most in the history of the presidency. Turns out I saw a graph the other day that I looked at, and it turns out the president has, to date anyway, issued 144 executive orders, and that's the least number of these sorts of orders by any president since Benjamin Harrison was president in the early 1890s. So what some of us learned from certain sources in the news media, I'll admit to you, was completely wrong. I was under the impression of listening to some of these people talk about this stuff, and so that's why it's good to check around and figure these things out. 888-302-3684, Dan in Missouri on political parties.
Well, I think that actually if people will stop and listen to what the president said, when he said we the people and together, it's very simple. He means that if we all work together, we can solve all problems. And that is the way it is. People of different Democrat or Republican can turn things around and make it look like he's against them when he's not. And I think that's the biggest problem with our country. Everybody judges everything. They need to separate themselves from the party and listen to the man.
The parties are the problem, no question about it. Democrats and Republicans together can't seem to get the job done because it's all about them and not about you. Beverly in North Carolina liked what the president had to say.
His speech was wonderful, and I think now at last he's come into himself. You know, 4 years ago, his speech was mostly about, well, we'll just say that he came to office believing that he could join people together, that there were no blue or red states, just the United States. Well, Republicans surely threw what I call a monkey wrench into that. So I really believe now that he changes his strategy and he believes and he sees diversity. He's going to tackle it. I think he's now going to fight for the core pieces of democracy, our democratic legacy, for people with Social Security and Medicare. He's going to be himself now. That's what I saw. And I think that the Republican Party should now try to reach across the aisle. They haven't done it before. They should realize that their rating is now 25% and Congress's rating is 15%. We have to get real. We have to understand that only together we can work. Divided will fall.
That's a pretty good way of looking at it, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you're right. 888-302-3684. I thought it was kind of interesting to read some of the reviews because a lot of people were talking about that picture, the eye roll heard around the world. House Speaker John Boehner said he didn't really know what if Michelle Obama was ticked off or whatever it was when she rolled her eyeballs because her husband and Boehner were having a conversation about whatever may have been going on. There was nobody really listening, and nobody's really asked the question. Boehner was sitting next to the Obamas at that luncheon. You saw that, right? And he turned to them and said something that made Mrs. Obama roll her eyes. Was that a scowl? Or not? Or is the news media, as usual, making too much of this? 888 302-3684. I just saw something that Boehner said, quote, "I have no clue what that was about." And there's just a casual conversation going on. At any rate, not so important, but kind of interesting to talk with, kind of like what people were wearing. Here's Amanda from Georgia to wrap it up.
I would just like to commend the president that he was very all-inclusive in his inaugural speech. He gutted all his I's and he crossed his T's. Therefore, it made it possible for us to be able to understand that we're the American people, even in the parade, everything
indigenous to America that makes America what it is, which there, and we could see it with our own eyes. As far as the issues that are on his plate now, the China, the cabinets that he's chosen have shown a true diversity in what we are doing as a people. But what we have to understand, we just can't blame him for everything that has happened. And we must be a people that are willing to stand together and give the man the hope and the grace that he deserves for the work that's already been done.
All right. Yeah, you don't mind if I disagree with you 100% on pretty much everything you said there, ma'am. But you have the right to express yourself, and I encourage you to do so here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Next up in discussion focus, gun control, and the latest from various sources, talk radio, and callers as well will be invited. Same way to get in touch is 888-302-3684.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Hey, are you familiar with that airline that when you buy a ticket, you do not get advanced seating? And, of course, they separate you by A, B, C, and what have you. And, of course, if you get a C, you're going to be in the center seat, especially maybe even if you have a B at the end. Now, that sounds like it's right, but that's not true. I can't tell you how many times I've been assigned a B seat. And when I walk into the plane, the best seats are still open, which means 60 to 70 people have passed those best seats. What are those seats? Those are the bulkhead seats. You get served first. You get the greatest legroom. But why do people pass it by? I don't understand that. Now, that raises the question. How many other great things are you passing by every day because you don't think you deserve it? Because you think somebody else does? Because you don't want to be there? Stop it. When it's in front of you, take it, grab it, sit in it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax is a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
888-302-DOUG is the phone number. Gun control now in our focus with ongoing conversations on talk radio and talk television. Let's start by listening to Aaron Burnett here, having a correspondent conversation with Ed LaVandrea of CNN about the shooting that erupted out of an argument at a Texas college library.
What is your understanding at this point about
how this happened?
Well, really, the best information or the most colorful information we've received or heard so far is from those witnesses that saw the altercation taking place. There was one witness who had told one of the initial reporters here on the scene that they had seen the altercation escalate, and in the words of that one witness, they talked about how it seemed like it was something that could have been resolved, but it just kept escalating. One gun involved between these two people. The maintenance worker who was shot in the crossfire there was wounded in the leg, and he is being treated in the hospital as well. The two people who were involved in the altercation are also hospitalized and wounded and being treated as well. But so far, no charges and no arrests have been made, Aaron.
And what can you tell us? You say one gun between the two people. With so much focus now on gun laws, what kinds of guns are used, whether they're legal, what do you know at this point?
Well, we've been asking around as to whether or not this was a handgun that was legally owned, legally purchased, what the background is on that gun. Obviously,
let me bring you up to date on this. This is a report that took place in the last 24 hours. Latest is the 22-year-old man actually has been charged with this shooting. It was at a community college campus in Texas. Three people were wounded. Carlton Berry is the man's name, charged with aggravated assault following the shooting. It was at Lone Star College near Houston. The two people involved in an argument were treated in a hospital, including a woman with student identification. A maintenance worker, you heard him say, was shot in the leg as well. So just another, not just, but you know what I'm saying, another example of a gun incident. These things are going to be played up by the media because there is need, or there certainly is conversation about a need for a change in our gun laws. Let's follow up here with talk host Rick Sanchez. The fellow who used to be on CNN, now doing a talk radio program. He talks about how the news media is trying to make the shooting, that is the Texas shooting, a bigger story than it really is.
The cable newsies are doing everything they can to elongate this story. This is where it's fun to be able to tell the story from this side. Okay? Insider perspective. Ready? Here you go. I did that for a long time, and I know what happens on a boring news day when you get something semi-exciting. And your job as a newscaster is to stretch. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've read everything there is to know about this story. It sounds to me like it's a dead story. Pardon the pun, but I'm serious. It's a shooting. Apparently, the guy who did the shooting has been apprehended. There may have been another guy. But here's essentially what happened here, right? Two people got into some kind of argument. They took out a gun. They shot each other. They shot at each other. Case closed. It's no different than what happens in America on street corners everywhere. It is news because it happened at a college, but for the most part, it's been solved. We know what happened. However, it's great, great pictures. You know why? Because the SWAT's been called in. Because the helicopters are up in the air for all the local channels in Houston. And as long as they're providing that feed and providing that picture, and then the cable news stations are all over it, and they're going to tell you every inch of the story, even though it's not really that big a story. But it's a wonderful opportunity to get people kind of teased and hooked in and excited about what's going on.
888-302-3684. That was pretty interesting that the NRA, or at least Wayne LaPierre, blasted the president's inaugural, accusing him of limiting American freedoms. A lot of people are talking about that. Let's get a couple of these callers in here. 888, do we have that? No, let's get a piece of this conversation with Dan Kaplis, talking to legal analyst David Coppell about the president's proposal in the inaugural.
Your overall reaction to the president's gun control proposal?
Some of the things he did in those executive orders are okay and constructive. Two of them would be, one, to change the regulations for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives so that two people who want to sell a gun, private citizens, not firearms dealers, can voluntarily go in for a background check, and the licensed firearms dealer, who's the only guy who can access the instant check system, can do that. I think that making that voluntary is as much as you can ever expect, because criminals aren't going to aren't going to go in and do a background check for since they know they're selling a gun to another criminal. Anyway, but, you know, just two regular guys, one of them selling a gun to another, they might want to do the instant check as long as they can do it in a proper way that doesn't have gun registration in it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is all of the national bills we've certainly seen for expanding background checks have actually been covert bills for gun registration written by Michael Bloomberg's lobby.
Let's zero in on that for a second, David. Tell people about this gun registration concern, what you think is really going on, and where you believe it would ultimately lead.
All right, well, we don't have time for that, but do you get the gist of that conversation? Callers in a moment on the countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's investigate the latest. And I say that sort of chortling here on the countdown. We'll discuss, or you'll listen to discussions. Sounds like an Edie, doesn't it? You will listen to discussions. I think the Lance Armstrong thing is overcooked. He's a creep, and everybody knows it, but there's still some things reverberating around, so spend a couple of minutes listening to a few talk radio programs like this one. Here's host Mike Russell and Michael Weinstein talking about Lance Armstrong's interview with Oprah.
Lance Armstrong came out to Oprah. He decided to get on to Oprah and announce his I don't know. Just to announce his drug, you say he cheated. But I don't think that he came out and said he cheated, because what he said was, this was like keeping air in the tire, or this was like having water in the bottle. Everybody was doing it. Now, does that mean that he's just the biggest cheater of them all because he won 7 tours in a row? Or is he just that big of a narcissist?
Well, he is that big of a narcissist. And, you know, I saw the interview. And he flat out, Oprah stuck it to him and asked, you know, some blatant questions. And he came out and admitted to doping, admitted to taking these, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. Here was my problem with it. It wasn't so much a confession. And when I saw the interview, I didn't see the humility. I didn't see the contrite spirit in Lance Armstrong. I saw a man whose back was up against the wall. He ran out of options. The lying was going to go nowhere. And so he had to. He actually had no choice than to come out, because there was nowhere to go for Lance Armstrong. And that's what I saw.
Now, he was asked if he was going to compete again.
If you're asking me, do I want to compete again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, answer's hell yes.
His answer's hell yes. And that was the only answer that he didn't give that just came right away. I don't know if he was pausing for effect. I don't know if he's a good actor. I saw him in Dodgeball. He's not that good of an actor. But he might have been pausing for effect. But every other question, Wayne, of this interview was answered immediately. He knew what was coming. He knew exactly what to say. It was scripted. I wasn't a fan. But to ask this man, are you going to compete again? Hell yes. He's got a long way to go.
Well, no, the question, you know, the question is, would you like to compete again? And the response was hell yes. He understands that his future is not in his hands. That these are decisions that are going to be made by powers, you know, that are above and beyond him. But he has the desire to want to compete again. And again, it goes back to what I saw as the motivation to the interview of, hey, I got no options left. There are no more options on the table. Again, my back's up against the wall. I do want to get my reputation back, and the only way that I know how to get my reputation back is by getting on a bike, and I would like to compete again, and the only way that I can move forward with that is by finally coming out and admitting what I've done. And I don't think the American people, for the most part, bought it, and I don't think he'll ever, you know, you tell me, does he ever have a chance of riding a bike again at a professional level? I'd say, hell no.
Hi, there's a lot of hot air and gas in that hoo-ha. Let's listen to this excerpt from a program hosted by a fellow named Steve Gruber, who talks to an attorney named Scott Mager about the legal battles that may lie ahead for Lance.
Lance Armstrong, after years of vehemently denying any wrongdoing, you know, seven-time Tour de France winner, millions of dollars in endorsements, his foundation, the Live Strong Foundation, and so forth, all in jeopardy. His endorsements, by and large, are gone now, and he could face more serious consequences. Where are we in this mess?
Well, it's a civil and criminal nightmare. He's got SCA Promotions, which is a company that paid him $7.5 million for his Tour de France wins, like in 02, 03, and 04, and they're going to want their money back. You got the Sunday Times, who paid him $1.5 million in a defamation settlement suit. You know, that they're going to look for, you know, return the money. You got Floyd Landis, who's suing Armstrong and his team managers for somewhere around $30 million, you know, that he paid the Postal Service, which, by the way, they'll get back treble damages if they want. You got Bessie Andrew, who is the wife of one of his teammates, who testified almost now, looking almost 18 years ago, that he engaged in doping and he ruined her life. You got Greg LeMond, who lost all these multi-million dollar endorsements. He's one of the greatest cyclists of all time because of Armstrong's conduct. You got Emma O'Reilly, the massage person for the team in the 2000s, who he defamed and destroyed when she reported he was doping. And you got Tyler Hamilton, who was the fellow teammate you may have remembered, who mentioned on 60 Minutes. That's not even mentioning things like the Australian government officials who paid him millions and millions of dollars for appearances, fees, and perhaps most significant, how about all the people who finished second, you know, in all these Tour de Frances that would be multi-zillionaires as a result of his doping that caused that. It's incredible. I mean, you even have one of the former athletes, Filippo Simoni, who was actually sued Armstrong a long time ago and lost on defamation when...
Well, Scott, I actually found some good news in there for Lance Armstrong, because most of the second-place finishers have already been disqualified for doping and drug use anyway, so they don't have an argument.
Yeah, isn't that was interesting. I learned something from that guy. Well, we're out of time. This hour of the countdown is over.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.